All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, right now I want to talk about our immigration plan. You know, you keep hearing this clamor about the border crises and all of these people who are trying to get in this country, and we just don't have any room for them. We don't need them. And so we got to do everything within us. Build that wall, build that wall, build that wall. Oh, okay. Build the wall, right? Build the wall. Listen to this, because this is what happens when people don't think for themselves and they allow others to think for them and they don't do any research at all. Yeah, there's a lot of people down at the border. And yes, they want to get into our country. There's no question about that. And yeah, you know, there's a process that people have to go through in order to make it into this country. It's been that way of almost forever. And there is a finite number of people who we allow into this country to become American citizens on a yearly basis, all calculated. But we're at a point right now, Sam, everywhere you go, don't you see signs up saying for hire?
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
I don't care where it is, that they're looking to hire people.
Mm-hmm.
All over this nation. They can't find enough people to work. How long do you think it'll be that if businesses can't get people to work, how long will they remain viable businesses? For instance, Sam, let's say 540 AMW AUK here in Waukesha needed a talk show host and an engineer like you.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nobody to fill those positions, and they had signs up outside. How long would the radio station remain viable? Wouldn't be here.
No, not for long.
So all of these businesses that need employees clamoring, we just heard the business information about how many more additional jobs were created. 290,000 more, 300,000 more jobs created that they add on to all the 11 to 12 to 25 million jobs that are not filled. And I guess I would ask the rocket scientists on the right how those positions are supposed to be filled.
Crazy. I have a crazy hot take.
What's that?
Maybe you could be a good boss and pay employees properly. It's crazy, I know. But maybe, you know, treating your workers with dignity and giving them a quality wage.
And, you know, even if they did that, there still wouldn't be enough people
no.
to fill those jobs.
Genuinely, no. I have walked, you know, before this job, I was going through many. You know, this is what I went to school for. So I am very lucky that I got this position. But, you know, you got to pay bills.
Right.
And I have seen businesses that I have left because of either being treated poorly or just not making enough money, genuinely, some of them are out of business now. And
yeah,
I've only been here a couple months.
There are just not enough people in this country of working age because of my generation, baby boomers, who are retiring or dying. And so, you know, there just aren't enough people to cover all the different jobs and businesses that are created. People are creating businesses every day, and there are just not enough people in the country to fill the jobs. So the question becomes, what should happen? The people who create, invest money and create these businesses, if you ask them, they certainly wouldn't say, hey, I don't want to lose. They wouldn't say, I want to lose my business. They would say, I want to do everything within my power to keep my business. But here's the issue. The United States Citizenship and Immigration Services announced the availability of 35,000 additional H-2B visas. And what that is those are temporary, agricultural visas for workers who don't live in our country. And so that is put in place for businesses who say that we have a lack of workers in this country. And so the government created these 35,000 additional H-2B visas or temporary non-agricultural worker opportunities. So now they've exceeded that. And now they're saying, hey, that wasn't enough. We need even more temporary worker visas. And they're accepting temporary worker visas from citizens of Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Haiti. Wait a minute. You've got all these people down at the border trying to get into this country. Build that wall. Build that wall. The people who are saying, build that wall. Build that wall, have no concept at all about what's happening in the country and the lack of workers to fill jobs. Because if they did understand that, then they wouldn't be saying, build that wall. Because they've been brainwashed to believe that the people at the border are criminals. Well, you're going to let them in and they're going to do this and they're criminals and nobody knows anything about their background. Hey, the businesses that need employees to keep their businesses going want to take the risk on hiring those people. It's been done. Decade after decade after decade, this has been done. So why all of a sudden now do we want to cut it off? This is, again, what just blows my mind about these people on the right who don't understand any of these things. How many different decades and a century or more have we allowed people to cross the border and allowed businesses to hire them and then, you know, allowed them to go back across the border because there's no way you and I would have any fruit or vegetables if it wasn't for those people who come across the border to pick them. There are very few Americans who want those jobs. Just not going to happen. Put them on. Go ahead, man. Talk about the subject that we're talking about.
Earl, thank you. The subject is legal or illegal immigration. Republicans believe in legal immigration.
Hey, yes. Okay, CJ, again, did you just hear about the article that I just talked about where they've reached the limit of the 35,000 and still 11 million jobs are still open and available? You know how long it takes to come into this country and go through the process of becoming a citizen. What's going to happen with the 11 million jobs, CJ, that there's nobody to fill them? What's going to happen?
So you want to just open the border, because that's what you're doing. That's what's happening. That's exactly 2.5 million illegal, undocumented immigrants, Earl, since this guy took office. This guy's failing, and
CJ,
people are watching.
Did you just hear me say that there's 11 million jobs in this country that don't have anybody to do them? Did you just hear that? What's supposed to happen?
That's okay, Earl, because it's for people who are legally here. And your party's looking at future votes. That's what it's all about. The open border,
Lord.
15,000 coming today.
CJ,
what is Biden's solution?
Do you think that the 11 million jobs that are open and available by business people who are both Republicans and Democrats give a rip about what it is you are saying? You think they give a rip about that? Their livelihood is at stake.
I think they do, and they're going to show it in November. They're going to show it. Tim Michaels is going to win big. What's his promises?
Hey, let me...
We're tired of it, Earl.
Hey.
We're tired of watching it.
Hey, your party proposes it and lives it. Hey, let me...
We're living it.
Okay,
it's
man.
It's a nightmare.
Okay, got to go to the break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back. Trying to get over.